Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Good evening and welcome to Tuesday night presentation of Kingdom Builders International. This is Minister Harrison Parks in Detroit. Tonight we have from the Living Way Christian Center in Indiana, we have a presentation to you brought to you by Evangelist Hannah. So without further delay, here's Evangelist Hannah.
Glory to God. We thank God for tonight. I thank God for everyone that's called in and for all our internet listeners. Glory to God. We give a shout out to Kingdom Builders International. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And tonight we have a general in the army of the Lord that's going to come forth with a fresh rhema word tonight. Apostle Leonard Emmons, my apostle. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come before you right now, God, pleading the blood of Jesus over the man of God. I thank you that the word of God will go forth unhindered or unchecked by any outside forces in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone lines, God. I plead the blood over the airwaves, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray right now, God, as people are calling in, Lord God, as people are listening over the internet, Lord God, that they will come in, Lord God, with expectations, Father, to hear a word from you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. I give you all the praises, Lord God, and all the glory and honor, Father, for the man of God, as he prepares to go forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And if you would like to sow a seed at the Kingdom Builders International after the program, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. Hallelujah. It is a secure website. Glory to God. We thank you, God. And now I yield the line to Apostle Leonard Emmons. Apostle, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Glory to God.
Yes, I
yield the line to you, man of God.
Praise God. Are we ready?
Yes, I yield the line to you.
All right, bless God. Praise God. Well, good evening, everyone, and, of course, Happy New Year to all of you there. We're so grateful to the Lord that he's given us another opportunity to be here on Talk Radio. We praise God for Kingdom Daughters, for Kingdom Builders. We praise God for the woman of God that went before me. Praise God for Evangelist Hannah. Praise God for Minister, Prophetess Teresa Docks, she and her husband, and all of the movers, the shakers, and especially in Kingdom Builders. Praise God for Brother Quentin and for all of the families that are represented within Kingdom Builders. We're so grateful to God for the privilege to meet with you this evening. We're praising God for even the very breath that we're breathing. We know that that is a purpose by God. A couple of months ago, when we, gave a presentation about vision back in November and about God's desire for us, we want to continue somewhat on that because it's so crucial for us, especially as many of us have basically established a place of beginning. You know, the first of the year, of course, is for many of us traditionally is a time for reflection, a time for us to consider what didn't happen in the previous, in the prior year. And so now many of us, gathering ourselves, we're looking again at some of the things that are burning in our hearts. And so we want to continue talking about vision. We believe it's so very important. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes. We want to look at a passage that's stated in this wonderful book of Ecclesiastes. First of all, we'd like to read what it says here in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Praise God. And I think it's so crucial for us to recognize that everything there is has a season. There is a duration of time, a duration of events that are presently moving and shaking even right now for us that we need to lay hold of. I also like for you to look at another passage right here in the same book of the Bible in the Old Testament, in Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, and we would like to look at a verse here, verse 11. Now, of course, we know Solomon, of course, is the writer inspired here. It says, verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. So there is time, a duration of events, and chance. And we surely are not suggesting that life is a gamble, but there is this window of opportunity. And that's another word for time, opportunity, that we need to really take note of. We also would like for you to consider this particular scripture as well, especially as a backdrop for what we are talking about and discussing this evening. There's a scripture that tells us in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, 29th chapter of Proverbs, and verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Again, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And so we want to sort of camp right here for a little while this evening. This word vision is a very powerful word, nevertheless. And one of the definitions of the word vision, we get that it's the power or sense of sight. Number two, imagination, or usually keen perception. Number three, mental image, or something imaginary. Also, another base heart for vision is a view or something that we see. Now, as we begin this year, 2012, we need to be aware that our God, the creator, of course, the universe, is very interested in us and the very reason why we're here in the earth. As we read from Ecclesiastes, there is a reason for everything, and everything that exists, there is a season for it. And for many of us, that should encourage us, especially if the very thing that God has been saying to you, speaking to you, showing you, has yet to materialize. Now, it's important for us to be aware of the processes of our God. I mean, God is a God of awesome processes. And many times, especially you know, we have enjoyed what I consider one of the wonderful, great expressions of our God. I mean, the winter season that we presently are dealing with, it has been so far one of the unbelievably best ones that I can remember. And I say that because, you know, last year, particularly this time last year, there was a great deal of snow, as some of you remember. And yet this year we really have not had the snow that most of us expected. Today is, of course, a banner day for winter, I mean, it's extremely cold, but that's expected. When we start to look at a season of a thing, there are things that we normally expect in that season. You know, things that are unusual, that are out. I mean, for us to have an 80 or 90 degree weather temperature for this time of the year would totally just blow everyone out of the water. That is something that we dare not see. So when it comes to a season, normally there are a normal chain of events that are right in the standards of how things work. Solomon said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. My brother, my sister, even as we consider and ponder some of the things that God yet has revealed or yet to bring to pass, we need to take heart that there is a season that we have yet to experience what we've been longing for. In Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14, it talks about the expected end, or the end and the expectation. And there it tells us, it lets us know that God himself has some things that he himself is going to reveal. Now, we all need to be aware, we need to be reminded, regardless of how long we've been in this process, we need to be mindful that there's an expected end and that there's an end and an expectation. God said that he is going to perform his good word towards you. Now, that good word is associated with vision, what you see, what you consider as the thing that is the carrot before you. The King James Version, it says it this way in the 29th chapter of Proverbs, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Another way of that's a commentary says, where there is no vision, the people are made naked. In the Amplified Version, it says, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. In the NA, New American Standard Bible, it says, where there is no vision or revelation, the people are unrestrained. For many of you, if you don't have your sights set on a burden that God has laid upon you, it may mean that you're willing to take some risk or chance that is not prescribed and set by God. In the NIV, it says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraints. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is not the time to take great risks or to take some wild position about the Lord. No, this is the time that we're to stay in our lane. In one translation, it says, without prophecy, the people become demoralized. Without prophecy. Another expression goes like, where there is no guideline, the people run riot. Another expression, it says, where there is no word from God, the people are uncontrolled. Vision, there's so much safety in vision. Vision gives direction. Vision gives motivation. Without vision, there is no direction and no motivation. People perish, churches perish, organizations perish, nations perish. People do not want to follow something or somebody that is perishing. We all need vision. In the scriptures, it tells us that in the 15th chapter of Genesis, that the Lord came to Abram in a vision. We also see that Moses said in Numbers 12:6 that God makes himself known unto us in a vision. So God's processing requires that we see, that we're able to view, and that we have keen perception of what he's doing. Now, last month we tried our best to highlight the fact that there are many plans, according to the scriptures, that are in a man's heart in Proverbs 19:21. But it tells us that it is the purposes of God, the standards of God, that will stand. Now, I also would like to couple with that the verse preceding that. It's important for us to recognize that the counsel of the Lord is crucial for us so that we not only can have a vision, but that we can have some security. Verse 20 says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." Now, the latter end is the most significant, especially for those of you who have not experienced the glory. The scriptures tell us that the glory of the latter house will be far greater than the former. So God has some wonderful surprises for you and I, my brother, even as we consider. However, there's a need for to connect the vision that God has given you, that glorious thing that he said that he was going to do for you. Whatever that might be, we need to connect that with counsel and instruction. It said that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. One of the worst things to see are folk that are not prepared for the latter end. Verse 21, there are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The counsel of the Lord. In Jeremiah 29, that promise was given to Israel, and yet it was given to Israel to comfort them, to edify, and to exhort them to trust God, even in Babylon. But God also made sure they were aware. After the 70 years of judgment, of chastisement, was over, God said, "I'm going to bring you back to the homeland. I'm going to bring you back to the place that I promised to be your homeland." However, the word of God, even to Israel in this situation, became now the foundation for them to hope against the situations in Babylon that were extremely distressing. Now, hope, you know, can help us to extend ourselves in trusting God. My brother, my sister, this evening, I want to encourage you. I want to help you to recognize that there is still so much that God yet has done in your life and for you. This year, 2012, or in the Hebrew, the numerical number is 5772. This is the year that God has purposed to reveal himself as the God of the double portion blessing. Now, it's crucial for us for you and I to hold on to the promises that God has given us. However, we, as we read there in Proverbs 19, verse 20, we are to hear counsel and we are to receive instruction. We're not to cast off any restraints that have kept us in the way in trusting God. We need to question the many things that may be going off in our own minds and our heads. And the enemy loves to rent space for free in our brains. We got to make the enemy pay for any type of stay inside of us anywhere. We have to do everything we can to war a good warfare. It's crucial for us to ensure that our foundations are secure. Now, counsel and instruction is crucial for us so that we can sustain ourselves in God so that we can reach the promised land, the place where God has promised to reveal himself as the ultimate promise keeper. We see that throughout all scripture, there are many representations, many places where we've seen God come through. The year 5772 is a year of tremendous promise. I dare challenge you, my brother, please don't cave into any word that you've received about doom and gloom for this year. It's amazing the enemy loves to piggyback on all kinds of proper line and prophecies that have no base in Jesus. Remember, Jesus is the oracle. He himself is the prototype of what prophecy is. And remember, we're living in his story. We know it's called history, but it is his, this is Jesus' story. He is the Alpha and the Omega of his story. He's the beginning and the end. And he's also right there in the middle of everything that you're dealing with, my brother. Everything that you're dealing with, my sister. Remember, this is all about him. Now, mind you, we're privileged to share in his story. And so the prophetic dimension is going to be what we all look for. Nostradamus, the Mayans have prophesied that this is the end of all things. Now, of course, we're not going to give in to their lies and their false words. We're surely not going to give in to their vision and the things that they saw about the year 2012, are we? No, we're going to look at the expected end and the expectation that God has set for us. Why? Because through everything, there is a season. I prophesied that the year 2012, or in the Hebrew, it's called the year 57. This is the year, Hebraically speaking, the year of Ayin Bet. Ayin Bet. And this year is a year of tremendous double portion blessing. It's a year of tremendous establishment. God is doing some establishing work. And the establishing work is to put us on course to see the glory of God. Now, there are many fellowships, ministries, churches, organizations that are in the earth right now. They have existed so that they could reap this particular season. This is the year where our expectation now is expecting. And we're giving birth to twins this year. The double portion blessing is a year of twin blessings. For not only are we going to see a tremendous movement of the Spirit in the earth this year. There's going to be tremendous exploits borne witness because of the will of God, because of the heart and desire of our King to reveal himself. And so we're going to see tremendous things displayed spiritually. We're going to see revival break out here and there, like we haven't seen before. We're also going to see some advancements within our fellowships, within our ministries, our local houses, spiritual houses. Now, God has a way of doing what he wants to do when he wants to. And regardless of whether people want to agree with this or not, believe it or not, everything is still in God's hands. It's still God's universe. It's still God's world. God has created everything that you and I see for his glory. We are desperate, though, to have counsel and instruction. The vision that God has given you is a vision. It's like a baby. And the baby that you're birthing, and many of you have, of course, been challenged on every hand because of what you've been carrying. And some you've been pregnant for years. You know, the Bible tells us about the man of God, Abraham, how he and his wife were pregnant for approximately 24 years before they gave birth to the promised child. Some of you, it may have seemed like that. But I want to encourage you tonight to not only believe again, especially when the baby that you've been carrying seems to have been dead. And for those of you that, you know, it seems like, you know, all hope was gone, well, remember, our God is the God of the living, not the dead. And he told Mary and Martha, he said that he was the resurrection. So for those of us that have seen our vision perish, or maybe it's seemingly been dead, you need to take heart and believe again. That's why the vision has to be coupled with counsel, instruction, and understanding. Now, understanding is so crucial for us to care for the vision. We need understanding. In Proverbs 4, verse 7, it says, in all of thy getting, yeah, we need wisdom. It says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, understanding is so helpful for us. In Proverbs 16:22, it tells us something else about understanding. It says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Understanding is a wellspring. Oh, my. Understanding is this place of where there's so many wonderful things that God has set in this wellspring, this bubbling up that's inside of us. This place of uncontaminated mercy, this place of uncorrupted grace and favor, and it's on the inside of you and I. It's the place where our God lives. Jesus even said it this way. He said, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The prophetic dimension, which is the place and the origin for the vision, is this wellspring. And yet this is the place where Solomon called understanding. Even as we are further blessed by Solomon, in Proverbs 15, verse 32, it says it this way. He that refuseth instruction despises his own soul. My brother, my sister, there's a great need for us to stay humble in this season and for us to be people that will receive instruction. Because if you don't have a capacity in humility to receive instruction, it means that you despise your own soul. The scripture also says, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. So you being able to receive correction, you being able to receive the word that would adjust you, the word that would correct you, is so important these days. In Proverbs 17, verse 24, it says, wisdom is before him that hath understanding. It says, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. In Proverbs 24, let us go there. Let's be blessed by, you know, these wise counsel here in the scripture. Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4, it says, through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. That's why this year, the number 12 is referring to government, governmental grace that's released for this year, 2012, or the Hebraic equation, 5772, the year A.N. Bet. This is a year that we need to allow the Lord, because this is the season for the body of Christ to take on a new position. This is a governmental year. The number 12 is referring to governmental grace. It demands that we recognize the government of God in the earth. I encourage all of the spiritual leaders, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, those of you that are listening, it's crucial for all of us to be aligned in the body of Christ this year because of the great need for us to be safe. God is moving mightily by his spirit in the house of the Lord. There's great judgment that's revealed in the house of the Lord so that God can correct some things in the earth outside of the house of the Lord. God is doing a tremendous establishing work this year. So we need to be in a place of safety. Listen to what it says also in Proverbs 24. It says, and by understanding it is established. Verse 3, listen to verse 4. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Let's also look at what it says in verse 6. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. God wants us to be safe this year. We have to protect the vision. We have to allow God to help us to stay on course and on track so that we can have a year of great safety. Now, mind you, if God is concerned about us being safe this year, that also means, unfortunately, because of those who refuse to yield to wise counsel, we're going to see great calamity within, and I'm not a preacher of doom and gloom. I'm just trying to encourage people. It's crucial for us to stay safe as we stay aligned with what God wants. Now, unfortunately, there will be tragedy and calamity within the body of Christ this year because many refuse to allow wise counsel to govern them. And it's going to be unfortunate when we see some of the issues that are unfolding issues that come to pass this year because of the lack of restraints taken by members in the body of Christ. In Proverbs 10, let us go there as we are to our close. Proverbs 10, verse 14. It says, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Now, the Bible says to us, it tells us that pride goes before a fall. That pride is the ticket to destruction and things failing. I don't know about you, but I like success, and I like to see things progress, and I like to see things glorify the Lord. And, you know, the vision that God has given you, it needs to be surrounded by wise counsel, instruction, and understanding. Remember now, your purpose is tied to what God continually shows you about you. Remember, your purpose is tied to the dreams that God continues to remind you of in the night season. Some of you, you see things during the day. Remember, your purpose is tied to the images and the things that you imagine. Your purpose is tied to the thoughts that continue to, you know, just come into your mind. You could be driving along, walking along. Your purpose is tied to the impressions that you're prompted to by the Holy Spirit. It's crucial for you and I to remember that God is going to cause us to see the windows and the doors of opportunity this year, that he's opening wide for us to walk in. Now, us walking in what God wants, it takes great, not only great faith, but also for us to operate with understanding. Solomon said, you know, wisdom, of course, is the principal thing, but in all of thy getting, get understanding. For some of us, it may mean that we might need to go back to school this year. We might need to enroll in some schooling so that we can be very, very wise in what God has called us to do. For some of us, we might need to move to a place or associate with folk that have understanding and that have wisdom so that we can have the understanding and wisdom, the counsel and the instruction so that we can take care of the vision that God has given us for this year. This is a year of tremendous advancement for the body of Christ and the church. For those of you that have marketplace business ideas and you've seen yourself functioning in the marketplace, even though you may have a title in the body of Christ that seems to go against stuff like that, we want to encourage you to seek the wise counsel of those who have been there, done that. Now, you may say, well, wait a minute, what are you thinking? No, what I'm saying, you need to trust your vision with safety. And so the safety that God has established for us is found with wise counsel. That's why we cannot afford to allow the enemy to rent space in our brains and our minds for free. We need to daily cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Cover ourselves in the Word of God. Cover ourselves in prayer. Cover those things that God has given us in the blood of Jesus, in the Word of God, in prayer. We need to do all we can to come against the onslaught of the enemy. We're supposed to war good warfare. And Paul telling Timothy, he said that the way that you're going to wage a good warfare is going to be utilizing the prophetic word that you received. As we noted earlier, the prophetic word is also identified with the vision. Now, we need to write the vision down. We need to make the vision plain so that people can see it, so that they not only can be in agreement about the vision, about the prophetic word that you receive from Jesus, the prophetic word that Jesus has released to the earth that's going to what glorify him, that's going to extend his kingdom. We need to take that prophetic word, that vision. We need to write it down. We need to make it visual so that people who are not prophetically inclined, they can at least see it and be moved by the visual expression and presentation so that they can now agree with you, so that they can, as they feel moved by the Holy Ghost, that they can pray to protect that vision, so that they can pray to ensure that that vision has life, that it has resurrection life, so that that vision can sprout legs, sprout hands and feet, so now it becomes a living, breathing thing in the earth. Their agreement with you now provides exponential power so that the glory of God can be released. Every person that can agree with you in the vision now adds their faith, adds the grace that is inside of them, which now releases exponential multiplication, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible tells us one can put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. So there is exponential grace now that comes into play as we write the vision down, as we make the vision plain. And not only will some take the vision, embrace it themselves, and now walk with it and ensure that it's fulfilled, even though it's your vision, but their agreement now ensures that the vision will succeed. But some will even run with it. They will own it to the point that they will run with it so that it, again, will now be safe with numbers. Now, God is going to bring increase in the body of Christ this year. We're going to see the spirit of evangelism that will fall upon many across the globe this year. We're going to hear about various houses of the Lord where revival is going to take root and take root. We're going to see revival houses raised up this year. We're going to see the body of Christ embracing what some might call no-namers this year, folk that have yielded themselves over the course of time, and now that they have a voice that God is establishing. Again, this is a year of establishing new fronts and new portals of heaven in the earth. So we see the supernatural even have a greater impact in the earth. God is establishing. He's established. This is the number 12 is the year of government, but it's also referring to God's establishments, his established houses, his established people. We're going to see tremendous movement of the Spirit in the earth, even as those of you under the sound of my voice, as you have envisioned seeing that the young people take hold of the message. Well, we're going to see some revival centers where the young people will be the ones carrying the fire. This is a time where God is causing the fire to break out among the youth, especially in the United States of America. We're yet to see the glory of God come, but God has a promise for the latter end. And for you and I that maybe been around for a while, praise God, this is a time for us to see God reveal the vision even in a deeper manner as we're open to counsel, as we're open to correction, as we're open to instruction, and as we're open to others agreeing with us, you know, which will add stability, and we'll see the establishment and the foundation of what God has given us, as it will be now safe and therefore have the essence of the grace and the strength of God to come forth. It's crucial for us that we align ourselves with those that have the wisdom and those that have the understanding so that we can be assured that the vision that God has given us will come to pass. Remember now, this is a time for God to cause the expected in to come to pass. So in closing, my brother, my sister, it takes vision and understanding to reach the end and to reach the expectation that God has planned for you. I trust and pray, my brother, my sister, that you give yourself to God in a new way. I'd like to just close with this prayer, even for you and I, even this evening. Father, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for my sister, those under the sound of my voice at this time, oh God. We praise you, Father, for this medium, this operation, this radio, internet talk, this opportunity to bear witness of you, Lord Jesus. And by your Spirit, Lord, I ask that you would cause the rain to fall upon the vision of my brother. Cause the rain to fall upon my sister as well. And even though it's been a long time coming, I pray, God, that you would cause the rain to spark excitement, that you would cause the rain to spark zeal and new passion, Father. And, Lord, even though it's been a long time coming, I ask, oh God, that you would move mightily by your Spirit. I rebuke the hand of the adversary based upon the authority that I have up to the third heavens in Christ Jesus' name. And I bind up every local principality, every regional demon, every power, every ruler of the darkness of this world, every spiritual wickedness in the heavenly that has confounded and confronted my brother and my sister. I rebuke you right now. I dismantle your works in my brother's life, your works in my sister's life right now in Christ Jesus' name. And I pray on behalf of those under the sound of my voice that thousands of giant warring angels be dispatched right now on behalf of my brother, on behalf of my sister, and that you, O God, would cause those angels to bind up with chains and fetters of iron, Father, the enemy that has been warring against my brother, my sister. Jesus, you gave us the keys of the kingdom. You told us that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose in heaven is loose in earth. And right now, dear brother, dear sister, I loose you. I release you from the prison and from the captivity that has held you in and caused you not to believe. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I bind up the spirit of doubt and unbelief in your life. I crush in the fortress of the enemy. Even where there was agreement even to be bound by the enemy, I crush and smash in the walls and the fortress that has enclosed you, my brother, to think only a certain way. I dismantle the works of darkness in your life, my sister, in Christ Jesus' name. I apply the blood of Christ Jesus to your mind, to your heart. I apply the blood of Jesus to your soul. I apply the blood of Jesus to your kidneys in Christ Jesus' name. Even where you've labored to hold on to the vision, where the enemy has attacked your kidneys and tried to destroy your capacity to process even the very elements of and elemental things in life, I rebuke the cancer in your kidneys right now. I dismantle the lack of processing in your kidneys in Christ Jesus' name. I loosen your mind right now of the headaches. I loosen even where you've been restricted in the way you've been able to think right now in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you cause the waters, the living waters, to overflow and to fill my brother, fill my sister right now with new hope, with new expectation and deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you bring that vision alive again. I pray that resurrection life would fall upon that vision and fall upon that desire, fall upon those thoughts, those dreams, those images and impressions for the glory of God to be revealed. Father, I pray that you glorify the name of Jesus, even through these great supernatural and omnipotent acts. Father, I pray, God, that you cause my brother and sister to come forth, even with what you birthed inside of them, and so that the vision and the birthing would be assured. Father, I trust you and praise you now for the success that you are bringing forth in the earth through my brother, through my sister, even as they allow this season of birthing to come to pass. We thank you right now for this. In Christ Jesus' name, we give you glory and praise now, Jesus. Praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God.
Well, thank you, Apostle. I wonder if I might ask one more thing of you. This is the studio in Detroit. My program notes tell me that at this point of the program, there's generally a short altar call.
Yes.
I wonder if you might handle that for us.
Sure, sure.
You've already laid the foundation in God's word.
Praise God. Right now, we'd like to extend the invitation for those of you that are listening, those of you that are hearing this message, those of you that don't know the Lord Jesus in the pardon of your sin. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the sacrificial lamb that was slain before the foundations of this world. And the Bible tells us that if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, there is an eternal penalty that awaits you. Well, dear brother, dear sister, tonight, if you don't know Jesus, this is your opportunity tonight. And so right now, I'd like to extend to you the invitation for you to receive Jesus. Jesus truly loves you like no one else does, and he's already proven that. And I'd like for you to pray with me right now. It's very simple. Very simple. Just pray with me. Just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the sacrifice. Jesus as my Savior, as he went to the cross as my Savior, as he paid the price for my sin. Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus right now, according to the word of God. And Lord, I receive the very gift of salvation in you, Christ Jesus. The Bible says that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible tells us in Romans the 10th chapter that I shall be saved, that salvation is mine. And so, dear brother, dear sister, even as you're praying this with me, as you prayed in faith, I also want you to acknowledge Jesus as your Lord. Just say, Heavenly Father, I acknowledge Jesus as my Lord. Not only my Savior, but as my Lord, my boss. And by faith, I receive Jesus. Dear brother, dear sister, even as you do that by faith, as you pray that with me, the Bible says that you're saved. The Bible says that you are a new creature, that you're born again. The Bible says that our God, our Father, is now your Father and your God. The Bible says that the Spirit of God has now come into your heart and renovated you and made you a new person. There's a newness that you're feeling right now. The Spirit of God is resting upon you. I know that feeling. It is a glorious feeling. And I want you to recognize that feeling. And I want you also to call in even further to Kingdom Buildings, and they have some items that they want to put in your hands. If you don't have some of the tools that's necessary for you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, we know Kingdom Buildings have some resources and some tools that they'd like to put in your hands. I'd like to congratulate you as you pray tonight, and I'd like to welcome you into the family of God. We praise God for you praying along with us. And we will continue to be praying for you, my brother and my sister, in the greatest adventure that you've ever experienced. Amen.
Amen. That was some altar call. I wanted to comment, since we have a few minutes, Apostle, you pointed out that the world thinks that this year, 2012, holds all types of disasters, you know, the Mayan calendar and all this other foolishness that we hear about all the time, and I was interested to hear that you disagree totally with
oh,
that.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, because of the foundation is not scripture-based, A, and secondly, the Spirit of God is not, and of course, I haven't heard from any other prophetic individual in the body of Christ that is in agreement with it. I think when are we going to learn? I mean, we had Y2K back in 1999, and then
yeah.
some folks in 2007, 2008, there was so much gloom and doom economically. There, unfortunately, were millions of Christians who took the word of CNN and Fox News about what was going to happen. And, you know, we're down the road now. We should have learned, and the Bible has not told us or indicated in any way that we should be expecting doom and gloom.
Yes, I interacted on the Internet with followers of Dear Brother Camping, who made that prediction
oh, yes.
this year. Yes, you remember that? And I couldn't convince them. I tried to convince them on a number of grounds, including hearing from the Holy Spirit and just
right.
historically, and they wouldn't be moved. And then when the date came and went, they were devastated and scattered. It was really a shame.
It's really unfortunate. We have a local ministry here back in 1988 who prophesied that Jesus was coming back. And, of course, you know, Jesus did not come back in 1988. And you know what? None of the folks, as far as I'm aware, have left. Even though the man of God, you know, God bless him, you know, he was wrong. He was in error. And, you know, and obviously I'm sure he apologized for being wrong. And there's nothing wrong with that. We can be wrong. But I think there's some things that when we really look at the scriptures, we look at, like, as you mentioned, what is the Holy Ghost saying? And the Holy Spirit is not saying anything. In fact, the Holy Spirit, on the contrary, has identified that this year is a year of tremendous expansion in the kingdom, that this is a year that we're going to see, foundationally speaking, it's going to be a platform year that will carry us for the rest of the decade. There are things that God is establishing and has been establishing, and this is a year where there are things solidified in the earth for the kingdom that will carry us, especially for the rest of this decade. And it surely does not include doom and gloom. However, it is crucial for us to be aligned to receive wise counsel, to receive understanding and instruction so that we can have safety.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I mean, it was such a good word. I was listening very closely to you, and I really I was asked to stand in the studio, and I'm glad I did. I got to hear you, Apostle, and now it's my turn to handle a few chores as we sign off this
yes.
week's program. I believe this is the normal time for the Living Way broadcast on Tuesdays. So if that is the case, next week, please tune in. My wife and I, Minister Sophia, handle the chores on Saturday, the Right Way program.
Praise
at
God.
The same time. So I would like to say that this is Minister Ben Harrison Parks reminding you that only one we said Detroit area, but we have to expand that. Ministry offers the promotion and mentoring of other ministries, internet radio, and a complete worldwide network of intercessory prayer. Kingdom Builders is the one.
Hallelujah. Bless God.